coach of UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough one for you guys on Saturday, falling 12-10 to Maine. Now the 3A, 3C losses by just 11 points. How frustrating for your guys right now?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. We're looking at a lot of different things. You know, we're falling short in some games, and you know, we had an opportunity to take the lead and weren't able to finish a touchdown catch and then missed a field goal. And we've got to work through those things. We're playing hard. The kids are working tough, and it's a field goal league right now, and we've been on the short end the last couple weeks, and it is extremely frustrating. But you know, we got to get back at it this week. We need to be 1-0. It's one game at a time, and hopefully we can get some kids healthy back on offense and continue to play as well as we have on defense.
Let's start with your defense. You guys come up with a big scoring play on a forced fumble that put you out on top, and for the most part limited Maine's offense for most of the day. Just talk about how you played on that side of the ball.
Well, you know, they continue to play very hard. We're competing, playing hard. We've got some good football players that are making plays, and we're limiting big plays. The one big play we gave up cost us huge. Was the touchdown was unfortunately a blown coverage. It was something we should have been able to stop. At the end of the game, they were able to grind out the last 4 minutes, which was probably the most disappointing part of it. But all in all, our defense has given us a chance to win, and we need to buck up on offense and start scoring some more points so we can finish some games off.
One of the guys we've talked about a lot of individuals on the defensive side of the ball, but one of the guys we haven't had a chance to talk about is Jamal Robinson, who had certainly a big game, 12 tackles and an interception. Just talk about his play and what he brings to you.
Yeah, I think he's one of the more underrated players in the conference, I bring him up for all conference last year, and no one really remarks on him. He's a very steady, hard-nosed football player for us, and he gets the most out of his God-given talent. He's smart. He's really competed against, every week. The receivers in our league are really pretty good, and he's been the stalwart of this defense the last few years, and he continues to play very well for us, so... He did play well. I thought overall the defense, we had a play without Patulski, our middle linebacker, for a half. But, I thought the kids stepped up and replaced him and limited the damage there. And we just, we've got to finish some plays on both sides of the ball. Our record could easily be a lot different right now if we did a better job coaching. And I think ultimately just finishing some plays.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1. On your keypad. Offensively, as you said, just some struggles moving the ball, and I think the big thing that jumps out is the 1-for-12 on third down. As you've gone back and looked at that, what were some of the issues that you had on third down on Saturday?
Well, the interesting thing with third down was I went through and looked at all our third downs. 11 of our 12 third downs were, I'm sorry, I think 10 of our third downs were 3rd and 9+. Most of those were penalty related. We were very penalized in the game. We had 2 first downs called back for holding penalties, motion penalties, some different things like that. Struggle with some of the discipline. So all of a sudden, we have a 3rd and 2, a 3rd and 4, and every other third down was 3rd and 9+. Most of them in the teens. Very difficult to consistently drive the football when you're in those situations. Self-inflicted wounds. But in the fourth quarter, we started moving the ball and making some plays. And in the third quarter and fourth quarter, we got to our game a little bit and stopped shooting ourselves in our foot. And we've got to be better on offense. Some of it has to do with just, we played 2 freshman tight ends and a freshman running back, and we struggled in some areas, so we've got to get more consistent.
Carl Mofor, that freshman running back, had his career-high day, 105 yards on 21 carries, certainly against a very stout Maine defense. How have you seen him improve as the year has gone along?
I thought he started out really well, and we were really happy with him. A lot of our young guys right now are hitting the wall. Just they're not used to this amount of competition, practice, all these different things. But Carl's kind of rebounding from that. I think he had a really good football game. You know, a couple little things here or there, and we could have added a few yards on there, I think. He certainly is improving, and we think he's going to be a very good one as we go forward. He was very good in protection. He got roughed up a couple times, but he was on his guy and was able to run him by the quarterback. And so I think he's going to be a real good one as we go forward, and we're excited about Carl, but we need him to speed up his development. We need to run the ball better to get back to our game a little bit.
Back at home on Saturday against Rhode Island, as you've started to take a look at the Rams, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
They're very athletic. You know, they're scoring a lot of points on offense. You know, we know how tough the Elon defense is, and they scored 34 points, and, you know, one was a return. But they throw the ball. The receivers are very good. They've got a very good running back. I think they are a very good football team. Again, in this league, it's a fight every week, and we know we're in for a big fight, and we're going to have to offset for their aggressiveness on defense and their athleticism and be more disciplined on offense, and we got to prevent big plays on defense.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.